Dala turned, then sipped her fizzy and asked,
"So what do you recommend?"
"Dismiss the charges against Tahiri and abolish the Jedi Court," Jagged said. "If a Jedi deserves to be charged, do it through the normal court system. If you truly want the Jedi to obey the same laws that everyone obeys, it's the only way to make that work."
Dala considered this for a moment, then said,
"That's certainly one way to approach the problem. I'll give it some thought."
She took another drink of her fizzy, then looked at her chrono.
"If we're done here, I have to be back in my office for a staff meeting in 10 minutes.
Jag bit back the urge to press the matter by revealing what he knew about the Mandalorians. He was tempted to tell her that she was a fool if she believed that hiring Mandalorians was going to accomplish anything other than getting a bunch of people killed. But Dala had at least promised to reconsider her approach to dealing with the Jedi, and that was more than he had actually expected to achieve. Instead, he said,
"There is one other thing we need to discuss."
He reached into his tunic pocket and withdrew the parasite droid Jaina had given him, then went to the beverage cabinet and laid it on the serving counter in front of Dala.
"Do you know what this is?"
Dala picked up the droid and raised it to the light, then said,
"It isn't ours, if that's what you're thinking. Not that I wouldn't love to eavesdrop on you and the Moffs, but frankly, your sweeps have been too thorough."
"I'll send my security officer your compliments," Jagged said. "But this is ours."
Dala raised a puzzled brow.
"And you're showing it to me so I know what to look for?"
Jag smiled.
"We're not bugging you," he said. "This is how Javis Tyr has been getting his stories from inside the Jedi Temple."
Dala scowled.
"I know you don't expect me to believe that you've been helping him."
"Hardly."
Jag slipped the parasite droid back into his tunic pocket.
"Lesserson has."
Dala's eyes lit with instant understanding.
"The filthy hot slime. I should have realized."
"You're not the only one," Jag said. "But the past is the past. The question is, what do we do about it now?"
Dala's expression went blank.
"We, head of state? He's your Moff."
"A Moff who's been playing you and the Jedi against each other,"
Jag pointed out.
"And I'm pretty sure it's not just Lesserson. There are a lot of Moffs who have reason to strike at you, me, and the Jedi."
Dala's green eyes grew so cold they almost went blue.
"Then I suggest you handle them, Fel."
She banged her glass down on the cabinet so hard that the fizzy splashed out onto the crystal clear surface.
"If you like, I can put you in touch with a very good bounty hunter who would just love the job."
Now it was Jag's turn to frown in confusion.
"You're going to continue this vendetta against the Jedi?"
he asked.
"Even knowing that it's the Moffs who have been stirring up trouble?"
Dala's face turned stormy.
"Let me assure you that bringing the Jedi to heel is my own idea, head of state. And it's anything but a vendetta. It's high time that someone bring these vigilantes under government control and puts a stop to their incessant power struggles."
"Power struggles?"
Jagged gasped.
"Is that who you think the Jedi are fighting? Themselves?"
"Head of state, a Sith is just a Jedi who's gone off his meds,"
Dala declared.
"Why do you think Dark Lords keep popping up?"
Jag shook his head.
"Chief Dala, you are so tragically wrong," he said. "The Sith are real. They're out there. And the Jedi are the only ones who can turn them back."
"At least we agree on those first two points. The Sith are real, and they're definitely out there."
Dala checked her chrono again, then started for the door.
"But if we really want to protect ourselves from the Sith, it's the Jedi we need to watch. History has proven that."